We greet you in the master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, our master and our savior, our Elohim and our redeemer, the love of our soul and the rock of our faith. I want to say happy Sabbath to you this morning. I pray that all is well with you, that you have gotten to prescribe rest on the evening. I want to welcome everybody to Yah's Global Kingdom Ministry. I'm Brother Miles. We are proceeding on this morning. We're doing another parable of the kingdom. And this one is Elohim's love for the lost, his love for the lost. This is a parable, you know, about the lost sheep and how the Most High will leave the 99 and go after the one. So we're going to go ahead and do the necessary on this morning. We'll do our statement of faith. And then we will pray in and we'll jump into this precept real quick. Pray that everybody around the world, whether you're in North America or South America, the African continent, the European theater, the Middle East, the Far East, any communist bloc countries, we greet you in the master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach or Jesus the Christ. So let me have the ladies to cover their heads, men uncover your heads, and let us do our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on this morning. Hallelujah, Father. We just give you glory, honor, and praise on this morning, and we magnify your name, O Yah Elohim. We extol thee, Father, and we lift thee high above, for you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. And there is none like you, Father, no, not one. So we give thanks and honor to you on this morning, and we bow the knee to you, Father, and to you alone, for you alone are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. All right, we are going to... Let us just get Exodus chapter 20 on this morning. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. And Elohim spake these words, saying, I am Yah, thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image of any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third generation and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. May the Most High bless him to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Uh-huh.